Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Is there like a contest between who gets the D and who gets the fence, or is it just basically like what you're where you're seated at the in the row? The D has to be on the left as you read it.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey, I'm the D today. You're the fence. Is the fence guy like the more powerful person in the relationship, or the D guy?
And the Bulldog.
I don't know. If you get separated, you still got a D. Just hold up a D.
If you're walking around with the fence, like, what are you doing?
You will need it. You'd have to go to Tinder for a D.
You just gotta right.
People do that, I believe.
Wow.
I think people do that.
This show is free.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's been a while since I've heard that. I like the idea of the two people being separated and wandering around a stadium looking for each other, holding up their things.
I'm sorry. Is it embarrassing that I laughed? Like, genuinely, I forgot how that was going to, I didn't know where that was going
to
go.
You're supposed to
laugh. I forgot about the Tinder line. It's our bit. It's old. It's your line, and I didn't remember it. And when I heard it, I laughed out loud.
Who knew I was ever that current?
Mm-hmm. Right there, Tinder.
Are we all Sneaky Joe right now?
Yes, we are all Sneaky Joe right now. The Jacksonville Jaguars are calling Sunday's game with Indianapolis the biggest game in franchise history.
Well, can you really think that they mean it? Could they really? Is somebody trolling us? Winning way? Could you really mean that?
I don't think it's troll. I don't know what the.
It probably will not be the biggest game this year against the Colts.
Right.
For them, let alone the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
I mean, they've played in two AFC championship games.
At least. Yeah, at least.
The one after they beat the Bills in 96, they went and lost to New England, and then they lost to New England in, was that the 18 season? The same year as the Diggs-Minneapolis Miracle play.
They also lost to Tennessee that Tennessee year, 99.
Oh, yeah?
Jacksonville, Tennessee beat them bad.
Wow, okay.
Because that's when we all convinced ourselves the Bills would have done the same thing.
Oh, right.
Gone to Indy and won, gone to Jacksonville and won.
Right, okay, yeah. Three AFC champions. Wow.
But none bigger than Sunday.
Yeah, no. What week is it? 14? Week 14 meeting with a one-legged quarterback.
It will not be their biggest game to come this year.
No, I think that's probably right.
I mean, even in just the regular season.
Yep.
Very weak.
Yeah,
I'm here to propose five makeshift lists. I'm dying for scrutiny.
Okay.
To be set straight on this list.
I am here to scrutinize.
Five Bills games in history that could have rightly been called, at the time, the biggest game in Bills history. Five. At the most.
Okay.
I want to say. But, you know, you'll help me, right?
Sure.
How many times in Bills history could you have said, this is the biggest game in Bills history? I don't mean like in a coach speak, Every game is the biggest game in Bills history.
No, right. No.
The next game is the biggest game ever.
Well, they were.
I don't mean that.
I got to check my notes, but I believe they were in four straight Super Bowls in the 90s.
That's correct. I watched it.
Those four.
No. I don't. Here's my list.
Well, your list already sucks.
You mean like when they went to play Washington, that was the biggest game in Bills history, having been in the Super Bowl the year before? For the first time?
Yeah. I think
that was a bigger game.
Well, I think all four of those are tied for first.
I don't. I think only the first one is on my list.
Why?
Because that was the first one. That was the biggest game in Bills. There's no question that was the biggest game in Bills history at that time.
I 100% agree.
The next year, it's close, but the first one's bigger. I mean, it's right under it. They're all, like, right under each other.
Okay, so we're, like, literally saying only one game can be the biggest game in Bills history, so everything else falls in behind that first one?
I'm saying at the time.
Okay.
Here, let me tell you my list, and then you can correct me. You're already starting to.
I want to fight you. Yeah.
Oh, you want to fight me because Dallas games have to be as equally big as the Giants? I mean.
It's the Super Bowl.
I know, but they all are. They all are.
Well, so yeah. All right. I want to hear. I should hear your list before I'm already.
It's not going to change your mind.
I'm already in attack mode.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to change your mind on this. 64 AFL championship. First time ever to the championship game. That's the biggest game in Bills history. Or you know what? The first game is the first game in Bills history. The biggest game because there's no other game. 1960 opener. I didn't write it down, but I think maybe technically it has to be.
Mm-hmm.
But you know it's going to get bigger. When you're playing the first game you've ever played, sure, but it's not going to be the biggest game, you know, in retrospect.
Right, and I think eventually the Super Bowls outrank the AFL championship games because it's just the AFL.
Well, I'm not trying to rank their history, all their games by importance. I'm trying to do, at the time... Was this game that's about to kick off the biggest game in the history of the team?
Okay.
64 AFL championship, yes. 65, no, because they just won it.
Right, okay.
Right? Are the Chiefs Super Bowls the same? Is last year's Super Bowl equivalent to the year before and the year before that when they won? No.
I'm listening.
Okay. 64. We get Jacksonville
Get them on the horn.
Get them on the line so they know how this works.
Just the area code. I don't really care who we talk to.
Duval.
We can talk to somebody at the Sonic drive-thru. Whatever. Fine.
What a win.
Get them on the horn.
What a win for Jacksonville with this tweet. Holy cow. We're all loving it. I mean, is anybody else? Is just us? So it's 64.
It's just us because we're psychotic about things that teams say and how they position things when it's patently absurd.
88 Cincinnati. AFC Championship game, Cincinnati, January 89.
First time there, okay.
A chance for the Super Bowl first time. Arguably, that's the biggest, at the time, that's the biggest game in Bills history. It's comparable to AFL, but that's only the AFL, if you will.
All right.
51-3.
You're doing a very good job of recovering.
I mean, I was on my feet, but 51-3. Going in, this is the biggest game. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest game in Bills history.
Okay.
AFC Championship at home, favored. This is our moment.
Mm-hmm.
Can we deliver? Can we win? Biggest game in Bills history at the time.
Okay.
Giants.
Right.
Bigger than that.
Yes.
Your first Super Bowl appearance.
And now that you have set the bar at the Super Bowl being the biggest game in franchise history, I'm sorry, but the way I'm wired, the next time you make it to the Super Bowl is the next time that it's the biggest game in franchise history, and then that happened again and again.
So that, to me, means those games have to be bigger than the Giants one because it has to surpass the Giants one, and I just don't think they do. I think they're equal to,
this
at
has
best.
Nothing to do with the quality of the games, ultimately, right?
Nothing.
All right, well, see, I think the exact opposite. because you've lost that first time. That was the biggest game in the history of your franchise.
Yep.
Now you're back in the spot with a chance to make it right, and that becomes now the biggest game in the history of the franchise.
That's bigger, and the next one's bigger still, and the next one's bigger still.
Yes. Yes. That's how I would view
it. Okay.
Yes.
I have one more.
Oh my God, I want it to be like some game against Tampa.
The Roscoe Parrish
so
game.
So bad. Right.
Eichel. That game against Columbus is the biggest game in franchise history. It kind of is. I mean, you'd want it to. Going in, felt like it. No. And this, you could argue this game versus a couple of others. Last year's AFC Championship.
Yeah, I like that. Because this era of the Bills, they got there right at the beginning of this run, right? I mean, 20's the first year we really thought they were a Super Bowl contender, and they made it that far and lost pretty badly. And then it took them until last year to do that again. I don't think the first time in 20 qualifies, but I think because of the, you know, the trail of breadcrumbs from that appearance in 20 to last year, that makes the cut, I think. I'm worried, I don't want to get a pushback on that. I like that.
That worries me. I'm worried that picking last year versus the previous few years is the opposite of leaving off the other Super Bowls. Because I'm saying is the 20 AFC Championship is a beginning. It's like,
and therefore it's bigger than last year.
But I don't think it is. I think increasingly they get bigger because of what's happened before.
Which really undoes your logic about the Super Bowl point. Right. Right.
All right. So
I win.
Well, good on you for doing the work.
Off to a great start.
The line coming up at 4:45. We'll see how that goes. So now I have, if I put the other Super Bowls on this list, I've got like 10 biggest games ever. Feels like it's too many, doesn't it?
No. Well, yeah, it's a lot of games
that were the biggest game in Bills history.
I do think if that's your pool, I think it's appropriate that all the Super Bowls are there, and that these AFC title games are there. I don't mind leaving 20 out in favor of 24 myself. And then I think from there, I will then sort of revert to, so I'm going to mix in your methodology and say that the first Super Bowl against the Giants is the biggest game in franchise history. Because it is the first time you got there. It's bigger than the week before the AFC title game. It's bigger than any of these other AFC title game appearances. And it's the first time you're in the Super Bowl. Now, you know, when you get there again and again and again, it's still the biggest game in franchise history. But if you've got those four in a row, one of them has to be the most meaningful, and I think the first one is.
Okay. We do agree, though, that this Jacksonville game is not.
It's absurd.
The biggest Jacksonville game ever.
It's offensive.
It is offensive
that the team would refer to it as that. Did everybody there just start working there like a month ago? What are they doing? This is not like it's not the Pittsburgh Steelers, but still, you've been to the AFC title game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've only been around since the 90s. You've been there three times. You just cannot put biggest game in franchise history on any regular season.
I need everybody to do it right now. I need Indianapolis to do it for the same game right now.
This is the biggest game in the history of the Indianapolis Colts. This is the biggest
game in Colts history. They just have a logo of their Super Bowl wins, like the trophies. This is the biggest game in Colts history. Have the Bills do it. Have the Bengals do it. Have the Ravens do it. At Pittsburgh, baby, for first place. This is the biggest game in Ravens history.
Right.
Let's have everybody do it. And speak up to Jacksonville.
Why is everything the worst? It's not. It doesn't have to be this hard. It's a big game. It really matters.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that much. It's all right. Their playoff odds will move. They win significantly, but they're not dead if they lose.
Mm-mm.
The biggest game in franchise history has to be a game where if you lose, your season's over. Can't
sure.
not be.
Yep. All right.
All these games on my list, when you if you lost, your season's
yep.
over.
Yep.
Or even if you won, your season's over. But definitely if you lost. There's no other game conceivable bigger than that. Well, I think, did we settle it?
I think so, yeah. I feel a little...
I'll tell you what, it's a big game for the Titans.
I want to apologize to you. I feel like I was overly aggressive.
It might be the biggest game in Titans history.
Yeah, no, whatever, we're fine. I don't need to quibble about it anymore.
Biggest game in Tunsil's gas mask history.
Oh, well, that's obviously... That begins tonight.
You versus me.
I don't know what you've got going tonight. I don't believe I have anything.
I don't have anything going, period.
Yeah, okay.
I've got 7 buys and...
Yeah, did you find a defense?
No.
Okay.
But I do want to put this out, you know, for anybody inclined, because I have a decision to make. It's a good one.
All right.
This is one where, like, I listen to a lot of fantasy shows, and the callers are... Imagine this. They're always the same callers with the same questions, like, week after week,
mm-hmm.
and they call multiple shows sometimes. Like, they get their question answered, but they still call back with the same question. So there's some of that.
What kind of life is that?
I digress. You get, like, start sit questions that are just impossible to listen to. Like, just look. Like, what you said to that guy the one time. Get a website.
Right.
Like, what do you need
right.
Bob Harris for?
Get an app.
Just
make a call.
It's his 15th ranked running back versus his 16th. Just pick one.
Make a call. By that, I mean, don't call a show to
no.
ask. I mean, make a call
no,
yourself.
Never.
Look at the information and make a decision.
Have some self-respect.
Just do it. It's not that hard.
Have some pride.
Yeah.
But this one, I don't really know what to do because I'm allowed one move, and it's a 2-quarterback league. Well, it's super flex, so you don't have to play 2 quarterbacks.
Right.
At this point, I can't because I lost May. On bye, right? So
mm-hmm.
I've got to decide if I want to pick up Tyler Shuck with my last move or a defense.
Because you don't have a defense either.
Correct. So it's either quarterback 2 versus it would be like Odunze maybe.
Oh, right,
the
right.
Difference
you, yeah,
is
you
the
would
thing.
You're right. You do have an offensive player to put in that spot, so it's not like you're settling for 0 because you don't have a quarterback.
Right. So if Odunze is like projected for 11 points, what's Shuck? 16? Could mm-hmm. be a lot higher, could be worse.
Yeah.
So like it's a difference of 5-ish
uh-huh.
versus any defense versus 0. That's what I think I'm going to pick the defense. But if I'm wrong, if it's... You know, I pick whoever, the Jets, if they're available, and Miami goes for 30 points and wins, then I got stuck.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I don't think I should need the quarterback going forward.
Recognizing that no one cares about anyone else's fantasy teams, Mike and I are playing for the final playoff spot in the WGR league that Paul Hamilton has been running since before I worked here. We both have. Do we have the same record? Are we tied?
I think so.
I think 5-8 or something. Like I've had a terrible year, but we're alive. And so the final playoff spot in our league is going to be determined by the outcome of the game that our teams are playing against one another this week.
It is confirmed by Paul. Win and you're in.
Right. And he also told me, I don't know if you know this, that the tie goes to me. I'm not sure why that is.
Because you have 100 more points.
Oh, okay.
So there's no way I can beat you by more than 100 points and still right. tie.
Right. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Yep.
Right, we can't tie if
that
happens.
That's an acceptable tiebreaker.
So I think I'll pick the defense, but it's worth a question. Darius Slay is not – Cowboy Dan is not coming? Darius Slay is Cowboy Dan. He is not coming to the Bills party. And what? So he just was hoping to go to Philadelphia, and they claimed him too, but so did the Bills, and so, sorry, you can't go to Philadelphia. Could the Bills get a draft pick for him?
From Philadelphia?
Shouldn't that be what we're doing right now?
I think
sixth for a seventh?
I think it's worth a call.
Like, if you want him,
yeah,
he's ours. The Bills should feel, I don't think I need to say this, the Bills should feel no obligation to give Darius Slay to another team.
They could play the Eagles in the Super Bowl. If they want him, and I got him first, like I know it can be a little tricky, you know, you want to treat people right and that kind of thing, right? Not have a reputation for, you know, just, you know, burning people.
Still.
But I think competitively, they have every reason to do it this time.
The Eagles would have no right to think that the Bills should just give them an asset.
100%.
So you're not burning bridges with the Eagles if you say no to, like, a free handout of Darius Slay.
They want
to
give me something for his release? Okay. I think he has to go back through waivers if the Bills do that, though. But if they if they trade him, then it's that's right. There's no waivers then. Then it's just a transaction. So yeah, that's what I think you should do. And then it depends on how badly the Eagles want him. You know, like it's one thing to just that guy's available for free. He had an interception in the wild card game for us last year. Fine, let's get him. Okay, well, it's going to cost me. Anything?
Usable players, if he's not that, I mean, he's probably usable, around the deadline were just like a trade a round up or a year up at the end of the draft. I mean, that's not much. So maybe there could be a trade like that here if the Eagles want him that badly. Maybe they just don't. They only wanted him if it was free.
Right.
I mean, their guy is the witch, right? Howie Roseman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Could he not be brought to, all right, here's a sixth. We'll take your seventh. Could he not be brought to that in this case? We'll see.
I don't think that's unrealistic. And I think, you know, we were, you know, Darius Slay, what are we doing? Cut by Pittsburgh. Like, I don't know. He's this old and really we're going to do this when, I don't know, we didn't know when we left the air last night that the Eagles had also put in a claim, I don't think.
I didn't know that.
I don't think that was out yet. But when that came out later in the year, I bet a lot of Bills fans went, oh, okay. You know, yeah, this because you just made the point about Roseman. Like, he's got this reputation, the GM of the Eagles. Like, he wanted him. All right, there must be some meat on the bone. Look, I'm glad we got him. Good job, Brandon Bean. But now we don't have him. Sure, I'd be surprised if the Bills haven't already made that call. I don't know if that shouldn't be an arduous negotiation. I would think it's pretty simple. If
it's
hang on, sales tweet texting me. There's no trades.
You can't trade them.
You can't trade them. There's the trade deadline. Right?
This is like the time I wanted Dominic Hasek to be the captain of the Sabres.
Sorry, everyone. Thank you, Sal.
I went on, and then somebody said goalies can't be the captain.
He'd have to be waived again.
Such a good idea, though.
That would have to be like everyone in the NFC is going to let the Eagles get him because they are not going to be first in the waiver order just because they had the claim in. Now, I don't think it works that way. But I want to be careful now because we're in here like idiots talking about a trade being made when the trade deadline passed 6 weeks ago or four weeks ago.
Oh, that's why?
It was.
Yeah. It's past the deadline.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That's why I'm just like, what are we doing in here?
Duh.
Yeah. Good work by us. And again, thank you, Sal. So if the Bills were to just say, all right, well, he doesn't want to be with us, I'll let him go wherever he wants, I would think for the same reason, well, not the same reason. I mean, the Bills claimed him because they wanted to have him play for them. I guess they could have been trying to keep him away from someone. Yeah, who knows? A team below them in the waiver order. Same thing would happen with NFC teams now, I think. Now that it's known that the Eagles wanted him, I think any other NFC playoff team would be like, yeah, we'll claim him. Don't care if you don't come. We're just not going to let you go to the Eagles.
Joe Ostrowski coming up. My friend Greg, who works for the Bills, tweets that someone in the Jags front office on the radio every week says the next game is the biggest in Jaguars history. So it's an inside joke. Should we just start over? Does this segment count? Are we actually working? Does this count? We can't trade Darius Slay and the Jaguar thing as an inside joke? Well, better luck with Joe Ostrowski.
I'm going to punch out.
After the break here. That's funny. None of this was actually.
Well, now I just want to fight. Now I started like 2 minutes in. I wanted to fight you. Now I want to fight this Jaguars guy, because if he actually, as a representative of the organization, goes on the radio every week and says this meeting with the Titans is the biggest game in franchise history, he should be fired.
Well, like I said about coaches, coaches say that kind of thing all the time.
Right.
The next game is the biggest.
Yeah.
So it's meant like that. Okay. Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats coming up. We'll talk to Sal at 5. Trista Crick makes a return, 5:30. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.